This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS-10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
The world has witnessed a remarkable shift in global creative landscapes, with African creativity arising as a powerful force to be reckoned with. Now, statistics and the industry reports affirm that it is indeed our time to lead, and we have every reason to be proud of the incredible talent emanating from the diverse and rich cultures of this particular continent. Joining us on the line this evening is none other than Raymond Langa, who is a group chief executive of Legas Delaney South Africa, who's going to be talking to us about our continent's emerging creativity and the remarkable surge of trademark applications. Good evening to you, Raymond.
Good evening, and how are you guys tonight?
Oh, we are fantastic. Thank you so much for joining in on this conversation. Now, for someone who has never heard of Legas Delaney South Africa, let's just give them a brief overview of your work and what that has to do with a focus on African creativity.
Yeah, sure. Firstly, just thanks for having me on the show. Really, really do appreciate it. So Legas Delaney is actually a 44-year-old advertising agency, and the head office is based in London. And what their mandate always was when they had a particular client that wanted to expand, they expanded with them onto the continent. And the whole conversation for us was when they were looking for somebody to come in and help them steer the ship, it was about how can they make the most amount of positive impact on the African continent. So what we do here is we are a creative and strategic communications agency, as that is the heart of what Legas Delaney do. So we, in a nutshell, we assist in solving business problems for our clients using the power of creativity. Mm-hmm. And then second to that, as part of the group, we've got a digital design and delivery studio, because at the end of the day, what you've got is we've got these fantastic concepts and how we can deliver clients' objectives, but then we also need to make sure that we can execute accordingly and actually bring them to life. So we've managed to marry those two together to give clients the complete solve across the African continent.
Now, Raymond, as we observe themes of creativity this month of April, what does creativity mean to you after your almost two decades working in the space of advertising and marketing?
Wow, when you bring it up, two decades, it's been a while.
I apologize for making you sound very old.
creativity, I believe, is at the heart of absolutely everything that we do. It was quite interesting. I think just based off an article that I've written recently, there was a study that came from the UN around that they predicted by 2023 that the value of the creative industry would be close on $985 billion. Wow. And what's scary about that, that's 10% of the global GDP. So the power of the creative industry is absolutely astronomical. And the thing for me about how we as Africans showcase our emotion and our feelings, we express ourselves through creativity, you know, from the music that we produce, the fashion that we produce, you know. So for us, how I feel about creativity, I think it's at the heart and the function of how we best communicate who we are as a people across the continent. So that's why I think I've been in this industry, thanks for reminding me, for two decades. I'm not even remotely considering leaving the industry anytime soon.
You know, Raymond, you had the entire team at a standstill when you spoke about the potential of the creative industry. And I suppose this is some of the detail that is in your compelling piece titled Unleashing the African, or rather the Power of the African Creativity, A Time to Lead with Pride. Let's talk about other elements. And I say this because it's one thing to mention stats concerning money and potential. Potential has to be realized, though. Do we have capacity to realize this potential?
Undoubtedly, we do. And I think it starts with all of us that have a voice and that are communicating to the masses, right? So the opportunity that we've got in our industry, and I use the industry that you are both in as well, is that we have the opportunity to talk to so many wonderful human beings across the African continent. So it's up to us to let them realize that African child, you can. And I think we've gone way too long looking at the Western world in inverted commas and putting that as the pedestal, where we haven't actually looked in the mirror and looked at ourselves and actually wondered why so many of our fantastic creative people are making such positive inroads everywhere outside of our continent. You know, I understand the complexities that many, many people are facing on the continent, you know, with various difficult situations that are happening in the north of the continent and in the southern regions. But what we need to do is, I think what we just need to try our best to shift the narrative that we can't take Africa to the world, but we rather need to bring the world to Africa.
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful one there. I love that. And I tell you what, seeing the trends, and just touching on this, seeing the trends on even just on a social media level, when we see music trending from South Africa, Amapiano to the world, we are literally seeing everyone wanting to jump on this bandwagon of what's happening in Africa, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It's fantastic.
But then, Raymond, how do we then go about sort of embracing it? Like you rightfully said, you know, we've sort of been embracing the Western culture in the Western world for such a long time, yet in Africa itself we have so many jewels and so many gems within our diversity that needs to be showcased to the world. How can we develop this creativity on this continent, especially where it matters the most?
I hop on this a lot, and I'm pretty sure my team gets very irritated with me every now and then, but I talk about the power of collaboration. You can't do it alone. We have to do it together. And For some reason, over a long period of time, that we've been encouraged to go out and do it by yourself. You know, go make it for yourself, and then hopefully one day when you make it, we hope that you give back. And I think that narrative has to shift drastically for us to move forward, and for us to get ahead of the curve. We need to look at each other. Number one, I think we need to support local business. Yeah. And when I say local business, I don't just mean in South Africa, where I live. We have to support the continent. And how can we better leverage off each other? And how can we take the innovative skills? And I'm talking outside of, and that's why I love creativity, right? It doesn't necessarily have to live within the arts industry. Yeah. The magic of innovation. We've got young Africans going to the likes of some of the best schools in the world and creating innovative things. I think there's a young gentleman that went to St. John's College in South Africa that's now got to NASA, where he's developing technology that's going to be used on the moon. I mean, this is someone from Africa, you know. So we need to start, number one, celebrating those people here at home, and not allow the Western world, in inverted commas, to be shouting about our people. We should be shouting about them first, and putting them on the platform that they deserve to be, so that we can start moving in the right direction. And like I said, it's a collaborative approach. You're never going to be able to achieve anything remotely wonderful if you think you're going to go out there and do it by yourself.
You know, Raymond, I keep on thinking of the resources to realize this potential you speak of, right? This potential that truly exists within the sphere of the African continent. Let's talk about Africa's distinct creative edge and how we're using platforms such as technology to realize this potential energy that exists within the continent. And I'm saying this because you made mention of a concepts lab of sorts that you have within your organization that contributes to realizing great ideas that can speak to various businesses' solutions.
I'll use a fantastic example. You know, you look at they call it the Nollywood film industry that's in Nigeria currently. It's the second largest growing film industry in the world, second to Bollywood in India. But the biggest challenge that we're having right now is that we've got all of these fantastic creators. I mean, they elevating the film side of things, educating people about behind the scenes of the filming world, etc. But where we're needing the elevation is exactly what you're talking about, is finding solutions to how do we distribute this content. So we've got multiple people working across the continent around the distribution factors. And that's the reason why I bring that up, is that we've managed to be in a position where we know, as Africans, that the biggest thing is going to work and sending money back home to your family. So there's been a big drive in the fintech space in terms of getting that forward. And there's numerous amounts of African businesses that have found solutions for how they can send money across without incurring massive bank charges, easy access for family members to go to the actual grocery stores where they're needing to buy food for the month, and actually just using a code on their cell phones, or using a code that was sent through them to the families. And then, not to mention, the biggest thing for me that gives me the most amount of hope is just the ability that we've managed to develop technology that delivers medical solutions in terms of any forms of medication to the most extreme rural areas across the continent. Because yes, you can get the doctors there on site, but the doctors don't know what's wrong until they get there. So we've got, and all of the stuff is freely available on the web. So we've got African people that have developed this technology. So the doctors can literally go on a device, a drone will deliver all the necessary medication to where they are, where vehicles cannot get access to because of the lack of infrastructure across certain areas of our continent. So when you start reading these types of stories and you start getting exposed to what other African children are doing, you kind of look at yourself and say, how can I add to this? How can I be a part of the solution instead of me being a part of the problem? And I think the only way we can do that is by educating ourselves and educating the people around us about the things that we're experiencing. We were sheltered in the past of not being exposed and not having the tools to be able to access this type of information in the past. Now we do. You know, the world has become a lot smaller through the channels like you mentioned of social media, and we've got very highly influential people that are trying to have these positive conversations around our home and our continent. And I think that we've got more than enough creative people, more than enough wealthy people that are African-based that we can make a solve. And I think one thing that's been really prominent for me is that you're seeing a lot of African people that have left, and maybe their parents left when they were younger to obviously get away from various complex issues. Mm-hmm. They are now claiming, I'm African, you know? Mm-hmm. They want to be African now. Yeah, I use somebody that I follow and I look up to in the business world is someone, Stephen Bartlett. You know, he's made a very, very fantastic name for himself. He was born in Botswana. His family moved up to the United Kingdom. He's extremely successful right now. And only in the past 12 months has he decided that, actually, guys, I need to own that I'm African. And now I'm going to showcase to the world that I am from Africa. And these are the conversations that we're having. So you've got people that have made it. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you move to the Western world and you say it's better, in inverted commas, but now you wanting to claim that I am from that continent. So, and that for me says something about where we live.
Wow. And I tell you what, it speaks to mindset as well, because like you said, exposure we now have. But to convert yourself from being a person that says, I'm a part of the problem, I'm going to contribute to the problem, but instead being a solution-driven person, looking at society and looking at the problems in your area and finding innovative solutions to that speaks to a mindset, doesn't it, Raymond?
It definitely does. And it's the positive mindset. You know, I think a lot of people, unfortunately, have just been conditioned by the environments that they're in, and have been conditioned to, you need to get out. And really, it just takes that one person. And it takes that one person to show you that it is possible. I think that's where the mindset comes in, because for too long, and I use Wakanda Forever, you know, I use Black Panther as a huge example.
Yeah.
The reason why I use that as an example is that now all of a sudden, hold on, there's a superhero that looks like me.
Yeah.
And if there's a superhero that looks like me, that means I can be a superhero. And all of a sudden that narrative completely changes, that it is possible. And I think it's really that statement. You know, when you look at the music industry, someone like Black Coffee, he's now made it possible, you know, and how many other people have now won multiple Grammys that have come from our continent? You look at people in the acting world, you look at people in the technology world, you look at someone like, you know, there's so many names that I could go on and on about, but you're right, it's about that mindset. But I think the mindset starts when you have that case study that can actually show you the way, that shows you that, you know what, if you just stick to it and follow your process, you can actually make things happen.
Sure. Now, Raymond, the reality is if we had a number of people, like a great crop of individuals who thought that way, yeah, we would see Africa in a better light, right? But we're not there yet. So I want to find out, how do you pick your crop of people? How do you, as a CEO, decide who you're going to hire, who's going to join the team, somebody with a similar mindset, somebody who understands that we are progressive, we're growing, and there's so much to reap from this particular kind of harvest?
I love that you said that, because it's all about the same set of values and the same hunger to drive change and positive change. I always say to the people that want to work with me, if you want to work with me, just understand that the bigger vision is to make this continent a better place. And that starts with us looking internally. And what that means is we need to upskill the people around us. And the biggest element for me whenever I'm chatting to my staff is I'm trying to develop good human beings. Yes, we have a job to do for our clients, but the most important thing for me is making sure that we have good individuals that can translate that into their home environments, because people are aspirational, and I always want people to strive for the most. And my hope around that is, even if people do leave my organizations, they go on and they pay it forward wherever they go. And I'm hoping that just creates the perfect ripple effect of having the same dynamic view on us trying to make Africa a better place. Well, how you go about doing that, I'm not two-faced. But the most important thing for me is that the end goal is aligned. And if you're not aligned to my end goal, you may not really enjoy working for me, because that's the direction we're going to want to go. And the biggest learning for me in life is realizing that not everyone's going to like you and not everyone's going to agree with you. But the most important thing is that there are people out there that have the same values as you do. And there are people out there that believe that this place is the best place on earth. But we just need a little bit of work. And the little bit of work comes from all of us. And I'm very grateful that I happen to be in an industry that gets the opportunity to actually talk to human beings. Like that is my job, to talk to consumers. And the best part about where we are in the world right now is that consumers are now resonating with brands that are purposeful and that are driving purpose and making substantial change to make the world a better place. And it's actually showing direct correlation to the bottom line. So now brands are saying, I want to make more money. How am I going to do that? Okay, guys, I have to make a real positive difference in the world. So we get the opportunity to now talk to consumers about making a positive difference, and specifically on our continent. So it's actually driving the bottom line. And you know, when people's pockets start getting affected because of how they behave from a corporate standing point, that gives us the perfect ammunition to have the positive conversations to showcase that collectively, this is what we can do. And collectively, if you guys try and make Africa a better place, it will naturally revert back to your bottom line growing.
Raymond, please don't take this the wrong way, but you sound like the dream boss.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, he really does. He really does. So Raymond, you wrote a compelling piece titled Unleashing the Power of African Creativity, A Time to Lead with Pride, which actually inspired tonight's conversation, right? And you detailed a surge that underscores the continent's growing economic potential, but also highlight the diverse range of industries experiencing dynamic growth. What are your thoughts on what has unfolded over the last, 10, 15 years?
I touched on it very, very briefly earlier, where it's just the level of technology and the progression of technology. I think the advantage for us is that we've got a large amount of people on the continent, and the opportunity for the impact of technology, I believe, is significantly higher than the Western world. I think if we just look at how China's progressed and how quickly they've progressed, because of number one, the size of their population, and when a solution works, it works drastically well because of just the amount of people. And I believe that we're in a similar standing point. Number one, what we needed was that motivation. And you correctly said it earlier, is that shift in mindset. I think that we are moving in that direction, slowly but surely. We're taking our fashion industry is going to the world. We are showing up at the most incredible places, and the people in the fashion industry are becoming number one, slowly but surely. Music is at the forefront. I mean, we talk about it all the time, where you are seeing South African stars being filmed in the biggest movies in Hollywood. You know, so we're moving in that right direction. So what, for me, what we need to realize, it's not going to happen overnight. And I think we can't be delusional about that. But what we need to start doing is having a positive conversations every single day in terms of how we can move forward. We are in the best position to look at other technologies that have been launched on the global standing point, and actually look at them and really redefine them. How can these work in Africa? Because Africa is a very unique place. We've seen, I think you guys can agree, we've seen countless of organizations think that they can come into the continent and, you know, it's business as usual, how we do it back home. And then they come here and they absolutely tank. Because we are such a complex group of individuals on this continent. Wherever you go, you know, you go to a different country, where you're going to Rwanda, it's like this. So you go to Cote d'Ivoire, it's a different type of environment. So understanding that the complexities, number one, of the different environments within the African continent is going to be key. But what we have the advantage of now, what we didn't have an advantage of 15, 20 years ago, is that we have modern technology of how we can better interact and how things can progress a lot quicker. But where I think we're needing to do quite a substantial bit of work is just the power of collaboration between us as African countries. We need to figure out a better way, number one, of doing trade in between each other, and just a better way of understanding how we can leverage off each other and how we should be supporting local business. And when I say local business, once again, I'm talking about the African continent, instead of offshoring all of our solutions to the Western world. Because I definitely believe that we've got all the capabilities here. We may just not be well aware of what these capabilities are, because I think a lot of people don't really travel across the continent. You have so many people that are so excited, oh, I'm going to go to New York City. Yeah, but have you been to Morocco? Have you seen how beautiful Morocco is? Yeah. And have you seen the opportunities that you can do in Morocco and Nigeria and Cote d'Ivoire? And, you know, it's an endless appetite. But we just need to encourage people to just, number one, learn about home first, and then actually figure out, you know, how can home benefit from me? How can I benefit from home? And then we can take it a little bit step further.
All right, Raymond, Dream Boss. I'm going to say hashtag Dream Boss. Let's talk about where people can find you. Where can people follow you? Because you have quite the story to tell, apart from these creative pieces that you're putting out. And apart from the work that you do with your organization, do you have social media platforms where you do reach out to individuals who are looking to change their mindset and realize the potential that Africa has?
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm very prominent on LinkedIn. So if anybody ever feels like a conversation on LinkedIn, my handle is Ray Langs. You'll find me. But also, please follow Legas Delaney South Africa on LinkedIn. I'm prominent on if you're looking for the lighter side of me, I'm on Instagram, the same handle. But what's really, really cool as well is I actually just launched my new podcast. It's called Beyond Boardrooms. And really what the conversation there is, it's about the life outside of what we do from a 9-to-5. And it's about meeting individuals that have got to some point of success. And I don't mean financial success. I mean whatever success means to you, and having those real conversations of what got you there. Was it how you were treated as a child? Was it a traumatic experience, a fantastic experience? What is that? And we're hoping that by unpacking those types of conversations, we can inspire the next generation to just be themselves and to really express themselves. And hopefully they can be the catalyst to change our continent's fortunes.
It is 2 minutes to 10 p.m. Central African time. If you have just joined us, that was the voice, or rather is the voice, of Group Chief Executive of Legas Delaney South Africa. That is Raymond Langer joining us on the line. Raymond, it's been an absolute pleasure having this conversation with you. We will be trailing you on social media and looking out for what it is you have to say next about the continent, because you clearly speak life into this continent. Thank you for joining in.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a beautiful evening.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the Africa Perspective.